This is Arts and More on WMUK. I'm Robbie Feinberg. I got bills to pay, overdue since May, but paying bills ain't something I'ma do today. On Thursday, the band G-Love and Special Sauce will bring its hip-hop Delta bluesy style to Kalamazoo when it plays at Bell's Eccentric Cafe. The G-Love part of the band is lead singer Garrett Dutton.
My name is G-Love. I am G-Love. This is G-Love.
I reached him earlier this week. He was inside a trailer in Fort Collins, Colorado. Dutton's been touring nearly nonstop for 2 decades, but he says I caught him and the band in a unique spot. For the last few years, Dutton was experimenting solo with more folksy acoustic music. But with the latest album, Sugar, he brought back the band and went back to the funk.
Now you have like a reinvigorated, strong foundation of what creates that electric blues when you go back to the roots of the Delta blues and re-explore that. And then we brought out Sugar, which was like, okay, now an explosive, you know, electric blues record that, again, came back to the stuff that G-Love and Special Sauce, the group, is known for, blending the hip-hop and the blues. And we recorded that in a way that was very, like, reminiscent of our old records, really raw and immediate style of recording. I don't think music should be put in a box. I don't think there should be any rules to it. The only rule is that it should be real. With myself on the band, I mean, we write from the heart and, you know, show it all on our sleeves. And in that way, no matter what style we're approaching, it's us. You know, and I do feel like that, because over the years, if you were to listen back to 20 years of records, you'll probably find all along the way pretty much every kind of rhythmic style of music within our records, whether it was, you know, hip-hop or reggae or country or salsa or New Orleans, Chicago, Delta. I mean, a lot of different styles have come into the soup that we call the Special Sauce.
G-Love and Special Sauce started out in the early 90s, when they were just a three-piece band trying to get a little attention. But Dutton remembers one night in particular. It was a show in Pontiac, Michigan. It was a big night for the band, but Dutton thinks it was also important because of the influence that it had on artists like Jack White and the Black Keys.
The first time we played Pontiac, Michigan on our first record release tour in 1994, both Jack White and Kid Rock told me that they were both there, so... You know, they're both, like, huge. And also, I know that, like, you know, that the, Dan Auerbach was a huge... That, I mean, I'm not going to be shy about it. Yeah, we've influenced a lot of people. And well, what we did is nothing completely new. We just did something old in a new way. And luckily, it got to reach the kids who were just a little bit younger than me. I'm not saying it was the hugest influence in their life, but I think it was pretty substantial. So when we came along, like, no one was doing what we were doing. And I think especially for musicians, a lot of musicians really tripped out when they saw what we were doing and doing as a trio and the way we were presenting it on stage. And definitely had an impact on people. And that's cool, you know?
And it must be cool to see those bands like the White Stripes and Black Keys really take off, too.
To me, it's always like a victory when, like, raw, good music happens. There's always going to be people that say, I did that way before them. But at the end of the day, you know, no one invented music except for, like, the first guy that cavemen, like, clacked two rocks together. So you have to be humble and always be just... Get, look, if you get to play your music every day, make a living off it, You're doing good.
You can catch G-Love and Special Sauce at Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo on Thursday. And you can hear our full interview with G-Love at our website, WMUK.org.